No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, Chipper's here. How about a round of applause for the Star Tribune's Chip Scoggins?
Hey.
One of the best. We will talk sports, but we're not talking sports at the start. Okay, Cracker Barrel. I just learned that you not only like Cracker Barrel, you not only love Cracker Barrel, your quote in the back was, "My favorite restaurant on the planet is Cracker Barrel." Is that correct?
It is true. I might put Spoon and Stable slightly ahead of it, but growing up in the South, that was fine dining for us.
Yeah.
Like we had one on every corner. So I'm a little worried right now. We only have one in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah. I just got a little more volume, too. That was very good.
Very nice.
Oh, what do we do?
Is he back there working?
Well, I now can actually hear myself.
Yeah.
This is tremendous. Whatever we've done, it's only taken us 5 days to figure out how to work out the headphones. That's how we work at CCO right now.
You'll get to it.
We could have tried it out Wednesday or something. Let's get to it on Monday. Okay, the controversy is the logo.
Yes.
And that we've taken the guy off from the logo, and all of a sudden it's woke or something. Cracker Barrel is not trying to be woke. Come on.
Yeah. I haven't read a lot of it. I've just seen the headlines. But as long as they don't change who they are,
as long as
they don't change the menu, I like walking in there, having all the stuff, the moon pies and the salt.
What do you like? What's your go-to at Cracker Barrel?
No matter what time of day, I always have breakfast. I have the scrambled eggs. What is the one where they give you, I think it's Grandma's Sunrise or whatever they give you. You get everything. You get
a little sauce.
You get eggs, the casserole, hash brown casserole, bacon, sausage, some biscuits, everything. And I always get a side of pancakes. The pancakes are the best.
I mean, are you done?
Yeah. I mean, but I love it for, I'll have that for dinner. Yeah.
Okay. It reminds you home, too.
It reminds me of home. It's good. It's good food. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, like, back when I was a young man and I was dating my now wife, she got transferred from St. Pete, Florida, all the way up to Connecticut. And I said, "Hey, I'll drive your U-Haul for you." So, it's her and another woman. So I drove the U-Haul, and I actually got the map of where the Cracker Barrel was all. So we stopped at every meal, and I think it was 14 straight meals.
14 straight meals of Cracker Barrel?
I would have gone 15 if we didn't get there. Yeah.
Dave, let's make sure the sales department knows what Chip thinks
right. A
Cracker Barrel. We've been trying to get so many of our guests sponsored.
Yeah, I would do that.
Cracker
Barrel,
right?
I can speak with passion about that.
Yeah, you're a bit in the meat grinder for no reason.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Chip Scoggins will be the Cracker Barrel savior.
I would endorse it wholeheartedly. And really, like I said, the one in Lakeville, right off the interstate there, is our last one. We had one in Woodbury where I live.
Yeah.
And I was devastated when it went away. And so sometimes we'll drive down to
Okay. So full empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
How has empty nest life been? What has surprised you about the empty nest part of your life?
This might sound bad.
You never cared for your children.
I thought I would be like, we thought we'd be lost there for a while.
Yeah.
And I think it did help. And this would be our second year, but I think it did help because I'm so busy during football season.
Yeah.
Like you just launched into football and, my schedule of football is so regimented. Like I can tell you every day of the week for the next 4 months.
Well, I know that. I mean, getting to know you even better. You are, okay, I know where I'm going to be at 11. You know where you're going to be at 12.
Yes.
I'm
a creature of habit. And I think just because of football's routine.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to be doing. And so I got into the routine of it, and not saying we didn't miss our kids. We obviously did, but it wasn't – we were so busy. I don't think we were like –
Did you move?
What's that?
Did you move?
We didn't move.
Did you think about doing something different?
We have talked about it. Well, we knew we had the trip to Italy planned.
Yeah.
So that took up a lot of our time, and we
which
went.
Is amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Lives up to every bit of the hype.
We had high expectations when we went, and it exceeded them.
Yeah.
And to the point where when we were coming home, my wife and I were in the airport. We're like,
could we stay here?
If we didn't have kids, I would definitely try to live in Italy, at least for a year or two, just because everything about it I absolutely loved.
Skip Cracker Barrel. How about Italy?
That's right.
How about Italy sponsors this segment?
Right. Can we get some of the restaurants we went to?
Yeah. Once a year, we'll bring Chip and the rest of the show there. Okay. Now we got to get to Dave. Does that mic work a little better now, or is it still a complete fiasco? You come out here. Because Dave was trying to make this more efficient for our regulars to come out here. And there was one particular regular, Dave Harrigan, who was a little uncertain about how this was going to work. Is that a fair assessment?
That's fair.
I don't like change. I'm so used to Dave because we're practically neighbors.
Very close.
For all the years I've been coming here, he'll leave the ticket in my mailbox. I like when I fly, I like having the paper ticket.
How early is your typical appearance at the airport before the flight?
Like 3 hours.
3 hours.
And I do the ticket on the phone now, but I like to have the.
That must have been a big transition.
I didn't like it. It made me nervous all the time. So
Dave,
I was.
You wouldn't have believed that Chip was flying using the phone, would you?
No.
Well, I have the backup.
I
have the backup.
Because actual...
you never know. Like, what if you get up there and your phone's dead? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Not get on a plane? So he sends me a picture.
They got other options, Chip.
He sent me the picture of the ticket yesterday. I'm like, this is not possibly going to work.
To be fair, I sent it like a week ago.
I know. But I worried about
panicking.
It for a week. And then yesterday, I'm like, I followed up with a text.
Yeah. In fact, I don't want to say this, but a couple people at Star Tribune said, I know you and Chip are pretty good friends. His columns this last week have not been up to speed, and he's trying to explain to us it's tied to a ticket. Can you solve this ticket thing? We need Chip backed up to speed. Okay, so.
Well, I didn't want to drop it off in your mailbox this year. We live fairly close to each other. But what's normally
is that protocol?
What's normally a 5-minute drive would be
USPS,
like 40 now in Woodbury?
With our construction in Woodbury, it takes you 40 minutes to get anywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, around your neighborhood is the worst.
I know.
I wouldn't be able, I don't even know how you got out this morning.
It's hard. Yeah. We got a map quest to get out of our neighborhood.
So I sent them the photo. I say, hey, here's what we're going to do. You just show them the ticket. They can scan the barcode right on it. Boom. That's how you get in. I tried it this morning, meaning Friday. It worked great. Everything's good. So he texted me that day. Really? You just show him the photo? Yep. Just show him the photo. It's going to be good. And then the text I received last night, 7:02 p.m. Just to be clear, this ticket hasn't been scanned already, right? I just show them this on my phone, and they'll scan it?
What happened?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was a nervous walk for me. those last 20 yards, I'm like, is this really going to work? But it did.
Everybody find me out.
I enlarged it on my phone so she could get the barcode, and it just worked.
You don't know this as well as he knows. I love to play practical jokes. Now I'm kicking myself that we didn't just set this up as a practical joke.
Would have been all right.
If we would have known what gate you were going to, we could have convinced a person. What are you trying to do?
Well,
this is utterly ridiculous.
Well, my wife made me nervous because we were having a conversation about it. I was like, hey, Dave sent me this thing, and do you think this is going to work? And she said, well, has he used it already? I'm like, I don't know. That's why I said, well, let me text him and find out because it's just a ticket on a table. How's that going to work? I don't like technology. I don't like change.
So you have, do you still have dial-up at home?
I would if I could.
Let's review.
At least AOL is getting rid of the dial-up, though. They're almost done.
A remote control on the TV, or do you like going up there just clicking?
He doesn't trust cable yet.
No, I don't. I will tell you, my friends make fun of me. My podcast make fun of me. I've never ordered anything off the internet. It makes me nervous.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Nothing off
Mm-mm.
the internet?
Mm-mm.
How is that? How do you – do you pay
My your, wife does it, yeah.
Do you pay your bills on
My
the
My wife
internet?
Does it all set up her.
Would you have any idea?
Mm-mm. No. No. No clue. That's what I'm saying. I hope I die first because I'd be – I'm going to be lost.
What happens if she leaves you?
Well, then we got a new house. You have an extra bedroom.
Chip is now living.
You'll take care of me.
Yeah. Well, she's not. You guys are a good couple.
I don't trust it. I don't like it. If I could write checks, I would.
What is another technology that we all use that you still don't use?
Where we send our kids money,
like Venmo.
Yeah, there's no.
I wouldn't even begin to know how to.
You think
do
that. There's any chance he's ever switching to Venmo?
Oh, he's a Zelle guy. I can tell it right now.
Yeah,
never done Venmo. Never.
Well, okay, the kids.
Which, like, you know, the Wild, it threw me for a loop because they usually just give you the parking pass.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's like we've got to download credentials. We've got to download our things. It's like, why don't we just get credentials, paper credentials?
How do you feel about there's no longer media guides? Is that driving
you
nuts?
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. I like to have it in my hands where I can flip and not have to go on my. If you're at a game and I'm covering it and I want to look up something historical, it's just easy to have. Yeah, I don't have the media guy there. Flip to the page and
that's,
get it.
That's tremendous. All right, let's pause. Should we talk a little sports? I think we can. Chip told me off air he's going to run a column. Max Brosmer should be the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
He'll explain
when we come back. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab, though. You know, I bet Max, he's very pliable. He's very flexible. He doesn't need Stretch Lab as much as me, but guess what? 22, 23-year-old athletes, stretching matters immensely for them. If you go, next time you're lucky enough to attend a game at U.S. Bank, good luck in the concourses, by the way. The concourses stink. But watch how important stretching is for those guys. When I go to Stretch Lab, and I'm due to go again very soon, I will see individuals my age, Chip's age, older than us, Dave's age, younger folks. There are trained professionals who are going to talk to you about what's going on. Maybe it's the upper back. Maybe it's the neck. Maybe it's the glutes. Maybe it's the calves. And help you out. They will have a professional assessment of you. And then you'll have that first 50-minute session. And after the first visit, you are going to feel better. And hopefully you sign up for regular visits like I have for 6 straight years. I believe in it 100%. Helps me out a lot. Especially when I'm sitting on my butt too much. StretchLab.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike.
and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the point of a columnist is to come up with interesting topics, give you a different look, maybe take a side that shocks people. And that's what Chip's going to do tomorrow. He is going to say, "Dear Kevin, it's an open letter to Kevin O'Connell. It is time to start Brosmer opening night in Chicago against the Bears. Go ahead and defend your position."
You're putting words in my mouth. You're right. I know a certain columnist that might have written that.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I may know that guy also.
That's yeah. Right. No, you know, it is funny, though. I think I've said for a couple weeks on here, I know the number one and number three are on the team. I don't think the number two's on the team.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be that case. I just, the more I watched Hal in training camp and then the second preseason game, I just didn't think that they were going to go forward with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How did they get value for Howell? That, I mean, I know they didn't get a lot.
Yeah.
But they got value.
He's a quarterback.
For a guy they're going to cut.
He's a quarterback. Yeah. But what I don't know is, God forbid, what happens if J.J. had to leave the first game? Does Wentz have enough time to know a fraction of the playbook? Would you play him or would you go with Max? I still think Max is your third.
So here's Wentz, his last 2 years, Chipper. I looked it up. He's barely played. 29 of 43, 281 yards, two touchdowns, one interception.
Yeah.
Like, if that was one game, you'd say, wow.
Yeah, he doesn't play.
But he just hasn't played in L.A. and in Washington. I think we know the story by now. He's having an MVP season. I was watching that game, and he goes down and doesn't even look that bad, and he's never been the same.
Never been the same, yeah.
Never been the same. Now, the year he was in Indy, I looked it up. He had 27 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions. They don't bring him back. He's just moved around, and you're banking on the KOC magic here again, right?
Well, and he's a guy who's played in the system. He has familiarity with Josh McCown. So it's not like this is a guy who's never run this system, doesn't know the verbiage, all that, doesn't know the coaches. So they're banking on JJ not getting hurt and not having to play a guy. That's what they're obviously hoping. But
would you have made this move? Would you have signed Wentz?
I would have done something. I don't know what their options were. I think it's because I just think Hal and KO alluded to this. I think it was last week or week before where he talked about how dramatically different this system is than anything he's ever been in, which tells you it's just a complicated system to grasp, even for smart quarterbacks.
Cousins said that a lot.
Well, I remember talking to Cousins where, remember, he made the tape where when he was commuting from home to the facility, it would play back to play calls where it's like he made the note cards. He said, "I haven't done that since my rookie year in Washington." Yeah. He's like, "This is a complicated system." And so,
which is the benefit of, even though McCarthy missed so many reps, but as much as they interacted with them, and O'Connell set up the meetings, McCown set up the meetings, they put him out there the little bit they could. Then they kind of one of those VR units,
virtual
reality, which I'm sure you have at home now that we know your technology situation. You know, so that will help him to a degree. But when all of a sudden this 300-pound, skilled, tremendous athlete is coming at you, That's a little different situation.
They can actually sack you now.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
In practice, they have to stop. They
can't
sack
you.
Yeah, they can sack you now. So I'm excited to see how JJ, how much he's progressed. We see it in practice, and early on, I mean, there was some, you know, it was up and down, which you're going to be expecting. It's going to be up and down in the regular season. But I the thing I'm curious about is they went out and obviously improved their offensive line. They went out and got a power back.
Mm-hmm.
They did everything that you would think to become a more effective and more efficient running team.
I'm not buying it.
Short yardage, red zone, low zone. But the play caller has to be committed to doing it. And so
I'm not buying
until we see it. But we haven't seen KO with an inexperienced quarterback yet. Except for the backups when
Kirk
got
hurt. With Dobbs and those guys, he still was chucking
well, that's
it all over the place,
and that's it. Like, but
Pastrana,
but I don't
me.
Know. Well, but I don't know that he ever had the kind of confidence to run the ball that he should right now. And you go back to that Detroit game last year, Chad.
Nothing.
When Darnold was melting down and missing throws,
yep.
and they're in the red zone, lower. There was no plan B because they either couldn't or you didn't trust that they could.
It was probably both, right?
Or both, right?
It was probably both.
And
right?
So there was no plan B. Well, they have and Kwesi mentioned this when we had our kickoff press conference. He said, we have an idea of what this team is when we built it. And someone asked him, well, what is that idea? A team that can win multiple ways. I think they can.
Yep.
But, again, I want to see if KO, how committed he is to running the ball.
So, on McCarthy, I want to get to Brosmer here in a little bit, too. Listen, we have to give opinions. You have to write. I'm going to try to temper a lot of my McCarthy the first 2 months and just say this is a team so skilled, and they've proven in a couple of these years they can win close games. If they lose another game or two early in the season and McCarthy's not ready, I'm not going to just overreact and say here's Wentz. Let's see where J.J. McCarthy is November 1st. Let's see what discernible improvement we can see, also how healthy they are. Are they in a position where, in theory, he is appreciably better, and are they at the point that they can be playing, because of him, much better football, getting ready for the playoffs?
I agree, because he's not going to be a finished product. And to think that there's not going to be inexperience and youthful mistakes, that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Right? He's going to be...
Is it November this year or is it next year?
Well, that's it. I suspect, though, he's going to be markedly better at the end of this season than he was at the beginning. It's just the reps. Like, it's just the more you do something, the better you get at it. So,
and that window's there, right?
Yeah.
Because, as you just said, they're so ready to win. By the time they get to December, he's got to be a pretty darn good quarterback because this is a team that's ready to win multiple games in the playoffs.
Well, that's what's interesting is you're starting over with an inexperienced quarterback who hasn't played in the NFL, but everything they've done is build a team that's to win now.
Let's go now.
The money they've spent, the improvements they made to both interior lines, the veterans they have. Now, some of that's because of the poor drafts. They had to go out and get free agency to fix problems. But this is a team. I find it interesting because the national perspective
it's not
the odds makers or what's the over-under is like 7 or something.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Like, most times when I see when they project the 7, they don't have the Vikings.
No. And for Star Tribune, we had our official picks. I picked them 11-6. I don't think anybody's going to pick him to win 14 games, but
no.
I don't see him at a
I have him undefeated. I don't know about you. Okay, let's get to Brosmer.
Yep.
Are they going to take a chance and say, we're being realistic? I don't think it's an automatic. Like, we're down to 3 or 4 teams that would put him as their third quarterback.
You mean claim him?
Keep him on the roster, right?
I think he's on the 53, yeah.
They're going to say somebody else
will claim him. Yeah,
will claim him for the 53.
I would be worried. I think he showed enough in preseason games that if you tried to sneak him onto your practice squad and somebody claimed him, you'd probably regret it, right? If he got claimed, because you're like, well.
Well, I know this.
I think he might get claimed.
If they try that and he gets claimed, the Minnesotans are going to go nuts. They're just
you think KO might hear about that? Or Kwesi
might
hear about
that? My father may rise from the grave. If you know, and he'll become the first one. Max and I are great friends. You know,
I loved him his 1 year there. Yeah.
And by the way, I think they should keep him on the 53. Come on, I don't buy that one more special teams player.
No,
off a guy who maybe they've stumbled into something.
Mm-hmm. It's not worth the risk,
right? And I'm going to say this, and you're going to back me up. There are people I'm friends with who are texting like, "Oh, I never saw these passes when he's at the U." Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Late in the year, he was extremely accurate. There were some rough points early. Man, he made some great throws late in the year.
From the people who maybe didn't pay as close attention to the Gophers,
right?
They may be surprised, but if you followed the Gophers, like, he was a really good quarterback.
He's the best quarterback they've had in decades.
Yeah, and accurate, his decisiveness, the way he processed, how smart he is, his maturity, all those things we saw last year in his year here. So I don't think I'm really all that – I'm not surprised, and I'm surprised by the surprise
because
we've seen this. We've talked about it for an entire year. So And he made clutch throws. I mean, you can go back
a lot of good
throughout
ones.
The schedule.
Against good teams. Okay, last one, and then we're already late. We'll come back. We'll talk Gopher football, Twins, plenty of items. Harrison Smith hasn't practiced since August 11th.
Yeah.
When is it time to say, because they're very vague about this, like an illness. What's going on?
Yeah, that's just all I've heard is illness. But I've been told it's not
serious.
Not serious or not major. So I don't know if that means week one he'll be ready, if he's back out there when they come back to practice and we're there, have availability. I don't know, but I've heard everything that everyone else has had. So.
All right, Chip's going to continue. Traffic and weather from the fair when we continue on the home of the Twins, CCO.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the Twins just finished a series against the Chicago White Sox, who I believe have won 7 games this year. And we saw two of our new prize prospects, Abel and Bradley, pitching against, again, the Chicago White Sox. Okay? One gave up 7 runs in 2 innings. One gave up 6 runs in 2 innings. And I get it. There's a lot of phenomenal pitchers who struggled the first year or two. But when you're trying to grab onto something,
that's
to
not
pay
it.
Any attention to the Twins at this point, and you're like, okay, let's see these two new starters, and it's batting practice. That's not good.
That's not it. No, that's not the impression you were hoping to leave on your first timeout. So,
no.
Yeah, I mean, but the balance of this season is all about development and finding out what you might
Something.
What you might be able to go forward with. It's I got to be honest with you. I've sort of checked out on the Twins
now
with football.
Too.
I'm not watching them. Try to stay abreast of them with, you know, game stories are what our beat guys are writing. But, you know, when they wave the white flag, it's sort of my cue to wave the white flag too as a fan.
No, they're asking for it.
An observer. So, but this the remainder of the season should be all about developing their young players and seeing what they have going forward. And I'm curious to see what, if any, changes now that the Polads have taken it off the market that they have going into next year. I mean,
well, and they hinted at that, right? That we have all these new ideas. And
yeah, but in terms of like Falvey and Rock, those are the two main ones. I mean, there might be other things. Now, maybe.
What would you guess right now?
My hunch is they run it back.
That's my guess, too.
Which,
and
good luck selling tickets to that.
Right. And again, now Derek is in this position where he's running the business side and the baseball side.
Yeah, that's the competition.
So would some of this infusion, these other owners say, well, no, he's got to go on the baseball side. We'll keep him on the business. Well, he's a baseball guy.
Yeah.
Right?
That was the whole thing. It's like, I don't think he's going to give up the baseball part of it just to run a business side. I mean,
no.
When we first heard about the change, we're like, well, that's a weird move because he's a baseball guy. Like, oh, no, he's going to do both. Well,
yeah, that's it. And, I mean, I still think Rocco is a good to very good manager. You know, and I have a tough time blaming him for this, but I also get it's sports.
This is going to be 4 out of 5 years they don't make the playoffs, Chad.
Yeah.
And it's never they've never had more teams in the playoffs. I mean, it's like with the expanded playoffs.
That's it.
At some point, you got to be held
accountable.
You got to be held accountable.
It. But, I mean, if you really are held accountable, then that's Derek.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because it's his plan, players he's brought in.
Plan after plan after,
after
plan.
Yeah.
Right?
And the pipeline of pitching that they've promised is just not there.
No. Now, again, the Ryan trade.
Good one.
Pablo trade.
Very good.
Good. Bailey. Not obviously a notable drop off this year.
Yeah.
But clearly a starter. I mean, their biggest move for the future was what they did, and they called up Walker Jenkins to AAA. And just to remind folks, this is a guy who, if he's healthy, some people have him as one of the five best prospects in the game. He has been hurt the last couple of years, but he stayed healthy in his numbers. Mm-hmm. We're absolutely scalding in double A. And Keyshaw slowed down a little bit.
Well,
he's still hitting 340.
That's
by
it.
The way.
Yeah, he wasn't going to see it that tear, but he's obviously a guy that you're putting in your core. Right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
What do you think about Royce?
Yeah, what did you think about those quotes where, I mean, it's a strong hint of, you know, they wanted me to change, but arbitration is looming.
I know.
It seems like he's trying to be honest, which both of us really like, but he's fully capable of that foot right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Last year I was going, I'm tired. I'm really tired.
I don't slump, and I'm tired, and I didn't know the season was this long. Yeah, I don't know. I
it was a dumb comment.
Is in terms of him as a foundational core piece.
Jury's out.
I think it very much is still.
Yeah.
I mean,
to his credit, he's improved as a fielder, third baseman.
Correct.
Because, to be honest, the year before.
The bar was not high.
Yeah, he was not good. But these numbers, no.
You expected him to take a big leap, and it just hasn't, you know, like a lot of their young hitters, position players.
Edward
you
Julian.
Thought they would be more consistent at a different level than.
Walnut.
We've seen flashes.
Larnach.
But. Just not enough, and so
not one of those guys is a guy you say, okay, for the next 3 years.
And again, that goes back to development.
That's
like,
it.
What
and
are
that's
they doing?
Derek, right?
And,
I mean,
and they fired a hitting coach, right? Or they replace hitting coaches. So at some point, it's like you have to look at the top and just say, why are these guys not developing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if it's 4 out of 5, that's a major problem because you're right, we've expanded. All right, Gopher football. Buffalo, they were pretty good last year.
They were kind of guys.
How are they this year?
Yeah, they're. I think most people picked them to finish third or fourth in the MAC. Return a lot of guys, a lot of players. They have a new quarterback who's in his seventh year.
Oh, get out of here.
He's been at Penn State for 3 years, UConn.
When will the COVID bonus years end?
I know. But this is his first year start for them. Don't know really much what to expect from him. But I think somebody told me that the line is like 17. So they're a good MAC team, but this is a game you should win, obviously. And but it's – I was telling – I phrased it, this is an unveiling because there are so many questions and new things about this Gophers, particularly on offense, not just the quarterback, the entire offensive line. Basically, the entire receiving corps.
Yeah.
A lot of new players that have played other places, but we haven't seen them.
Is that on PJ a little bit, that there was a little more smoother transition?
It's college football.
Or is this just unavoidable?
It's college football.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we have to get used to every year there's going to be 15 to 20 new faces, no matter.
Yeah.
It's just how it is. I mean, basketball, you get a whole new roster every year, basically. So they retained their key guys.
Yeah.
They didn't lose any key guys.
Okay, let's talk defense. The defense, pretty damn good.
Yes.
You know, does that have to be their calling card this year if they're going to be?
Well,
like, I saw Randy, he picked them, 10th in the Big Ten?
Yeah, so their defense.
I think he had 17 teams tied for fifth.
Yeah, their defensive line has some really high-level guys. Anthony Smith's the headliner. Unproven depth.
Yeah.
Secondary, their safeties are really good. Obviously, headlined by Coy Parrish. Their corners are really young.
Yeah.
Really, really young. That, to me, would be the biggest concern is their corner situation. Now, PJ and Danny Collins, their defense coordinator, have spoke highly of these guys and their talent, but they're young. They're unproven. So I don't know that you have to say their defense has to be their calling card because they have some offensive firepower with Darius Taylor, some of these transfer wide receivers they have. They're going to play Coy Parrish over there.
So let's talk Coy.
Yeah.
Like,
he's really good.
He's really good, but are we almost building up too much?
It's I mean, because there has been this greatest, thing we've seen. And
people are debating, is he the greatest Gopher in the last 25 years? Can he play his sophomore year?
Yeah, he's super talented. I would say let's see him have more than 1 year.
Yeah.
Obviously, physically gifted.
Yeah.
Does things that few players can do.
Yeah.
But I worry that it gets built up too high.
And it's really high.
Then
and
we'll
it's
say,
fun.
Oh, yeah,
it's fun. It's different, right?
But he's a special talent, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, how excited are you about Strip Varsity? And then I'll let you go on.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's been in the works for a long time. And Star Tribune and other papers around the country have figured out that high school sports are a hugely popular thing with readers, with fans, with families. Because it's original content. How many Vikings reporters are there? How many cover the Wolves?
Yeah, right.
And everybody, if you have kids, you love high school sports, even if you don't. So we've made a tremendous investment.
Yeah, huge commitment.
In my 26 years at the Star Tribune, there's few things that we've invested as heavily in this one area that we have high school sports with Strip Varsity. And so really excited for it. Getting Randy Shaver to come on and do some things for us, the video, the Friday night videos. I'm going to do a weekly thing with my Football Across Minnesota with him. And do some of my big projects from the high school level for that. So, super excited, and we hope people check it out.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I appreciate the time. How about a round of applause for our friendship? He's just a high-quality person, and the paper's lucky to have him. So are we. I'm going to talk Pella right now. I don't know what sort of windows and doors Chip has. I don't know if Chip could track down PellaNorthland.com. I got to make sure. I'd have to show him. But PellaNorthland.com is a great way to check out to see if your windows and doors are at their best. Of course, they've got a Stay Fair special. Let me tell you a Stay Fair special right now. 72 months, 0% APR, or 20% off your Pella project. Now, Pella, 100 years in business. For me, moved into a new place, made sure Pella windows and doors were a part of it. They were, and they have been great. PellaNorthland.com is a way to check out all the different styles, your budget. But here's another way to check it out. Go to PellaNorthland.com. Sign up for your home, your cabin, your condo, and they'll come out and give you a free estimate. If you like the showroom, they got a showroom in Brooklyn Park. They got a showroom in Davestown and Chipstown, Woodbury, and where I live in Plymouth. Good people, PentlandNorthland.com. All right, we went along with Chip, so this is a short segment. Jason's going to start in about 10 minutes. The mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter, is going to start the show, so stick around listening, also the folks out here. Dave, we are back tomorrow after snowfall is expected to drop about 4 inches tonight because it's way too cold. Come on. What do we have tomorrow, sir?
We got a lot going on tomorrow. Good. Of course, it's Tuesday. Ask Adam Anything, 12:35. After that, we'll have the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, with you at 1 o'clock. 105, followed by The Ramp Off.
Oh.
Remy and Weasel out here from Jack FM.
Good.
And Rod Irons will be joining us.
Rod Irons, excellent.
And then a big hockey final hour. We've got Bob Motzko.
Yep.
Followed by Lou Nanny.
Oh.
How about that?
And maybe a lacrosse between the two, right?
That's possible.
All right, we're done. Jason, enjoy him. He's next.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.